You're listening to Due North, your community-driven source for local and regional news in northern British Columbia on CFIR 88.7 FM. You can hear a new episode of Due North every Wednesday to Friday morning at 10 a.m., as well as episodes of Missing Peter Zosky and Prince George, hosted by Stuart Parker every Monday at 11 a.m. We gratefully acknowledge the support of the National Campus and Community Radio Association and the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative Program. Great, good. I'm just setting levels here, and I've just a few questions for you. Alright, if you're ready, we'll just hop right in.
Sounds good.
So, Andrew, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourselves to our listeners and telling us what your role is at Elections BC.
Sure. My name is Andrew Watson, and I'm the Communications Director here at Elections BC.
Great. So I have just a few questions about the upcoming election on October 24th. First of all, how can people ensure that they are eligible to vote?
Sure. So voters are eligible if they are 18 years of age or older on Election Day, October 24th. If they have been a resident of British Columbia for the past 6 months, and if they're a Canadian citizen.
Great. And is it essential to register to vote in advance, or can you do that on location?
You can do it in person when you go to vote. We always encourage voters to register beforehand if they can, although the deadline to do so by phone or online for this election has passed. So that's not a problem. If you're eligible to vote, you can still register or update your information when you go to vote in person. Just remember to bring acceptable ID. That could be a BC driver's license, a BC services card, a BC ID card, or a certificate of Indian status. Or it could be two documents, both of which have the voter's name, and at least one has the voter's address on it, their current address. So there's a wide variety of documents that could be used for that purpose. They're all listed at elections.bc.ca/ID. So yeah, no worries if you're not registered and eligible. You can still register when you vote. You could also register when voting by mail, although there are additional steps to the process if you do need to register when completing your vote by mail package.
And has that deadline passed already, the vote by mail registration or request for ballot?
No, not yet. So we encourage voters, if they wish to vote by mail, to request their vote by mail package as soon as they can. They'll be able to request their vote by mail package online or by phone up until October 17th. And after that, they could still request one at a local district electoral office, but usually that's used by voters who, you know, may have accessibility challenges. For example, voters who couldn't leave their house, they might request a package from the local office and have a family member pick it up for them. But for most voters, we recommend requesting as soon as they can, no later than October 17th.
Great. And I understand voters who requested their mail-in ballot before the deadline for candidates to register with Elections BC may be asked to write in their candidate of choice. What should people know about how to make their vote as legible as possible so they can make sure it's counted?
Yeah, so that's correct. Some voters who requested before candidate nominations close will get what's called a write-in ballot. So it's a ballot with a blank space on it for them to write the name of a candidate or political party they wish to support. A really important reminder for voters filling in a write-in ballot is that in a provincial election in BC, you're voting for your local MLA. So you do need to write the name of a candidate or party who's running in your electoral district. You can go to our website at elections.bc.ca/candidates to find your district and the candidates running in it. In your vote-by-mail package, your district will be listed there. Or you can just call us, 1-800-661-8683, and we'll be able to help you find your district and the candidates that are running in it. So that's a really important reminder. Another important reminder is that because you're voting for your local MLA, you can't write the name of a political party leader unless that leader is running in your district. So that's another important reminder. In terms of legibility, for sure, voters should make sure to print the name of the candidate or party they wish to support as clearly as possible. And I guess it's worth noting that, you know, minor spelling mistakes won't be grounds for rejecting their ballot, but the intent of the voter has to be clear, so they should print legibly.
Great. So the specter of the U.S. presidential election is looming and kind of dominating our news cycle right now, with the president claiming mail-in ballots are facilitating voter fraud. What would you say to folks here that might think that's a risk for our mail-in ballots, that they maybe pose a threat to the legitimacy of the election?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that voting by mail is something that British Columbia has a lot of experience with. We've had voting by mail in provincial elections for many, many elections now. And we've also, you know, run several referendums in the province entirely by mail. So the processes and procedures that we have in place to ensure that only eligible voters vote and that they only vote once are well established. And that includes, you know, the vote by mail process. So there's no evidence of fraud in BC elections, either voting by mail or in person. But it is something that obviously we have processes in place to prevent, and it's something that we're mindful of. But at this time, there's no evidence of a concern in that regard.
Great, thank you. And what kinds of COVID protocols will be mandated by Elections BC, or is that decided by the riding if people do choose to vote in person on October 24th?
Yeah, so that's something that we've been, or that we thought a lot about, you know, before this election was called. Back in April, our office sort of began planning for what at that time was a potential pandemic election. And we reached out to the Office of the Provincial Health Officer to start planning for what that could look like. So we have a number of sort of pandemic protocols and response measures that will be in place at every in-person voting opportunity throughout the province. Those include things that you'd expect, things like physical distancing protocols, capacity limits within voting places. Our election officials will be wearing personal protective equipment like masks or visors, and in some cases they'll be behind protective barriers depending on their role. And we'll also have hand sanitizer available for voters to sanitize their hands before and after they vote. We'll be frequently cleaning high-touch surfaces in the voting places, and we'll also have masks available for voters who don't have their own.
Great. And do you anticipate any delays in the voting process as a result of these COVID protocols?
I think that, you know, our election officials will need to be mindful of distancing, but we're not anticipating any delays, you know, from the pandemic protocols themselves.
Great. And just to wrap up, what are kind of the most common issues folks encounter when they're trying to vote?
Yeah. So being aware of the ID requirements is really helpful for our election officials, and having acceptable ID ready, you know, when you get to the voting place. So that's certainly really helpful and appreciated from our end. We send where to vote cards to every registered voter in the province before advanced voting starts. So voters can expect to start seeing where to vote cards arrive in their mailbox, you know, within the next few days. You don't have to bring your where to vote card to the voting place when you vote, but it really helps the officials there if you do. So if you do receive a card, we encourage you to bring it with you. It shows you your assigned voting place for election day and all the advanced voting places in your district, so you get a sense of your options there. And in this election, you know, if voters want to bring their own pen or pencil to mark their ballot, that's perfectly acceptable too. So something to note from the pandemic side of things.
I know my first election experience at 18, I went to the wrong polling station and had to bus, I think, a cumulative total of 45 minutes to get to my appropriate polling station. So that's definitely worth noting for voters. Andrew, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. I know you must be exceptionally busy right now.
Okay, thank you, and happy to help with this. Have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Okay, so here's what you need to know about how to vote in the provincial election. Number one, find out if you're eligible and what riding you live in. As we discussed last week, Prince George is divided into two ridings, so check out the boundaries and figure out which side of the line you're on. Number two, register. If you were registered to vote in the 2017 election and your information hasn't changed, you are not required to register again. If this is your first time voting, you will need to register. Online and over the phone voter registration is now closed, but being unregistered does not mean you can't vote. You can register to vote in person at your polling station on election day, as long as you have the right documentation. You can also update your address, again, as long as you have the right documentation. So basically, make sure you know what you need to bring, and then maybe bring a backup just in case. On that note, it's worth checking the expiry date on your IDs. And if you get your bills delivered electronically, maybe request a mailed copy for this month, just in case you need something proving your address. Number three, when you get to the polls, remember that the folks working there are generally speaking there because they believe in the democratic process. They are motivated to make sure every eligible voter is able to vote. So if you have questions or need assistance, just ask. I say that as someone who worked the polls for the last federal election. Everyone I worked with was adorably stoked to play a small role in making sure your vote gets counted. Seriously, it was kind of emotional. Number four, watch your mailbox for a voter information card. This will tell you which polling station to go to. There will be a number of polling stations in your riding. Go to the one assigned to you. You will not be able to cast your ballot at the wrong polling station. If you don't get a voter information card, go to elections.bc.ca to find out which station you should go to cast your ballot. Number five. Those of us voting at the polls will get a list of candidates printed on their ballot from which to choose. Listen closely to the instructions provided by the polling official, as your ballot could possibly be discarded if your choice is not clear. Nobody wants that. And for those of us voting by mail, your ballot will look a little different. Instead of a list of candidate names, you will have a blank space in which to write the name of a candidate of your choice. You can also write the party name instead. But as my guest Andrew Watson pointed out, you may not cast a vote for the party leader you wish to be premier unless they are the candidate in your riding. Again, you want to make sure your vote is counted, so double check the names of candidates in your riding and write your choice legibly. 7. Student voters from out of province. If you have resided in BC for 6 months or more, you are eligible to vote. Again, check the documentation requirements. And finally, if you are scheduled to work during the polling hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday, October 24th, your employer is obligated to give you 4 hours off during these polling hours in which to vote. So, if you are scheduled to work from, say, 9 to 6 p.m., your employer could allow you to leave at 4, so you have 4 uninterrupted hours to get to your polling station and cast your ballot. Or they could delay your start time until noon, giving you the required 4 hours at the beginning of the day. However, if you are scheduled to work from 8 to 4 p.m., for example, your employer is not obligated to provide additional time off since you already meet the 4-hour minimum requirement after your workday ends. If your employer gives you flack for this, penalizes you, or straight up refuses, contact Elections BC. Alright, to recap. Go to the right poll, bring the right documents, and, you know who you're going to vote for. For information on how to vote, where to vote, and a complete list of candidates, go to elections.bc.ca. This has been an episode of Due North on CFIR 88.7 FM. We gratefully acknowledge the support of the CRFC and the Local Journalism Initiative. Got a brand new ray gun. Me and Doom headed down to the range. Catch bullets with my hands and teeth, I break faces. Wild cop chases, dawn of all ages. I saved the world, that's fucking history pages. My Wu crescent shines in the sky at night. Watch out my eagle on my wrist, take off into flight. All my might.
work. Overtime jerk, green worn, go for mine. In the dance hall, play the wall like handball till his pants fall. Crawl to last call. Loose cannon, screw strip. Off the rip, this one for the gipper. Get chipped. That nigga dig, don't tip the strippers. Phone pods and mask, mats and slippers. Your ears starch, backpack of ammo. Warrior said, let your flags blow camo. These dudes is toys like Rambo. Damn, no chip paint, driving all the gravel with the Lambo. Blammo.
Maybe something's happening to me.
Every time I keep a little more secrets, holding tighter to the things that you gave me. It's a burden when you're guarding your reasons, keep them closer than the thing that you made me. Following a door my way, unfold my hands and turn them away. It's a burden when you're guarding your